Well, joining us now here in Los Angeles is Brian Jenkins of the RAND Corporation. He's an expert on terrorism. Good morning.
Good morning.
Help us out here. What is realistic security, even at the heightened alert that London is on 2 weeks after another set of really terrible bombings? How can this happen?
Well, the difficulty in protecting public places is that they must remain public places. The fact is that we can, of course, try and have increased security around public surface transportation, and London has done so. But we cannot do so to the extent that it will essentially destroy public transportation. Millions of people in London and in other cities around the world have to use these systems every day. They come on trains, they come off trains, they have to board buses. They carry packages, and that imposes realistic limits.
Well, what can be done?
Well, London actually has one of the best security systems in the world, which is really the product of a 25-year terrorist campaign by the IRA. The system is well covered with closed-circuit TV cameras. They have 5,000 or 6,000 cameras that cover the underground system alone. They have the presence of police in the system. They have increased that presence, of course, since July 7th. They have deployed explosive sniffing dogs. And one important ingredient of that security system is the fact that the British, perhaps more so than any other people, with possible exception of the Israelis, are alert and participate in the security surveillance by maintaining an alert for left packages, parcels, and suspicious activity.
In just the seconds that we have left, does it look like an al-Qaeda attack to you?
That's difficult to say because al-Qaeda is not today what it was at the time of the September 11th attacks. We're dealing with many little al-Qaedas, and we're dealing with people who may be inspired by the al-Qaeda ideology, but who have no affiliation with any organization. So we just don't know yet.
Brian Jenkins, thank you very much. Brian Jenkins is a terrorism expert at the RAND Corporation in Santa Monica. This is NPR News.